foreign ministers from the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, or ASEAN, meet to discuss ways to resolve the crisis in Myanmar. Its military rulers had agreed to a peace plan with other ASEAN member states in April last year to end the unrest the countries faced since they took power in a coup last year. But there's been no progress, and the talks in Jakarta appear to have failed to change that.
But it is too early to mention in detail about the recommendation. Karena sekali lagi, tugas dari pertemuan...
Because once again, the task of this meeting is to prepare for the next month's summit in Phnom Penh, which, among other things, will have a special session to discuss the implementation of the five-point consensus.
The consensus calls for an immediate end to violence and dialogue between Myanmar's junta and anti-coup opponents. But the conflict is worsening. This video shows the aftermath of airstrikes by Myanmar's military last weekend. They struck a concert in Kachin State, a stronghold of the Kachin Independence Army, one of Myanmar's major ethnic armed resistance groups. At least 50 people were killed. ASEAN is under pressure to take a stronger stance against Myanmar's military leaders.
If I were to be in the position of the foreign ministers, I would first convey to the junta that within 3 months or before the end of this year, if there were to be no positive reaction and implementation on the part of the Kathmandu, then the first thing would be the suspension of Myanmar.
The organization has also been urged to engage with Myanmar's so-called shadow government opposed to the coup. For those inside Myanmar, it's hard to remain optimistic.
We've been moving towards a military solution. Internally, domestically, the options for a political solution are running out, or they never existed at all.
The junta plans to hold an election next year, but it's being criticised by many as a way to grant legitimacy to military rule. Florence Louis, Al Jazeera.